So anyway, even though Bush is in trouble, the left can't make any inroads. Enter me.
To horns.
I'm sorry. I really am. This is a riot. This is so funny. Now, let me set it up. Every day the radio factor's on, there's this creepy little group who listens to our program and tapes it and then analyzes the tape. They're like the Rosemary's Baby people. Remember the scene in Rosemary's Baby where the devil was born to Rosemary and they had the little people around the crib chanting? That's what these creepy left-wing nuts are like. They're little gnomes. And they tape every show. And they go over it to see if they can find something to embarrass me or, you know, raise some hell or whatever. Now, they succeeded one time last year in the Christmas controversy. They found some nutty group that took their propaganda and ran with it. And, you know, it was good for us because we got six shows out of it and high TV ratings. Now, this is great. You got this UN thing queued up? All right. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how screwed up the UN is. And everybody knows it's screwed up. I mean, what more do you need? Oil for food. They can't even come to a consensus of what terrorism is. They can't even define terrorism. Okay? So I'm talking about the UN, and all the UN pinheads are in town tying up traffic. And I say this. Roll the tape. Bush addressed the UN, says we must be steadfast in battling terrorism. I'm sure all the UN people fell asleep. They don't really care about anything over there at all. I just wish Katrina had only hit the United Nations building.
Oh,
nothing else. Just had flooded them out. And I wouldn't have rescued them. Okay, so that was it, right? We're doing a no-spin news, offhand comment. So the creepy little left-wing website.
Ooh, we got him.
So they send a letter to a guy named Tim.
They got you with that?
Yeah, listen to this. This is great. They send a letter to a guy named Tim Worth. He's a former senator from Colorado who now works with the UN. Okay? So they get word and they say, "Oh, O'Reilly said the hurricane should just hit the UN and he wouldn't save anybody." So Worth, the pinhead, and we've had him on the factor before, and you know, I'm using it with affection. writes a letter to the boss at Fox News, and I'm going to read you the letter. This is the best. Quote, "I was astounded and appalled by the comments made by Fox News' Bill O'Reilly on his September 14th radio program, The Radio Factor. O'Reilly said he wished that the deadly Hurricane Katrina would have hit the United Nations building and flooded it. He added that if it was up to him, he would not have rescued anyone. Mr. O'Reilly should be required to withdraw these remarks, and both Mr. O'Reilly and Fox should make an immediate and public apology. Some weeks ago, Pat Robertson made a mistake in calling for the assassination of a head of state and then had the decency to apologize or withdraw his comments. But O'Reilly should do the same. Sincerely yours, Tim Worth." Can you believe it?
He's got a lot of time in his hands.
Now, the creepy little website, we got him now. We got Tim Worth. Now, Tim Worth, this is the tragedy of this, is a decent guy. He's a decent public servant, all right? He's working with the UN. He's trying to do some good. He didn't hear the radio program. He didn't hear it. He took the little propaganda that this creepy little left-wing outfit gave him and then sent this letter, which is absolutely off the chart embarrassing. We're going to use it on TV tonight, too, in the most ridiculous item. No chance, because most Americans loathe these people. They loathe them, and they are very loathable. These creepy little website people are just, I mean, it makes my stomach turn, and that's the truth. I don't like the right-winger nuts either, but the left-wingers have reached new lows.